This is Minnesota Today for Thursday. It's the 1st of June. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. A massive building program is about to kick off in Minnesota after Governor Tim Walz today signed into law a pair of bills that authorized $2.6 billion for new capital investment projects. At a signing ceremony in Minneapolis, the DFL governor said the funding would help address a backlog in projects.
This is truly the golden age of infrastructure construction across the state. This is the golden age of keeping up with our commitments to the next generation. We're standing here where folks who lived before us paid their taxes to build this beautiful city. And now we've got leadership committed to keeping that up for the next generation.
Minnesota lawmakers, up until last month, hadn't passed a capital investment bill since 2020. The package is set to use cash and debt to fund wastewater plants, roads, bridges, parks, and more. And state funds will unlock federal matching dollars. Officials said projects would get underway starting this summer. And Minnesota voter registration forms now reflect a new law making people with felony records eligible to vote sooner than before. Brian Baxt reports.
Advocates for the biggest single enfranchisement since the voting age was lowered a half century ago held a celebratory rally as the new law kicked in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Minnesota's newest eligible voter.
Secretary of State Steve Simon witnessed a handful of registrations and gave out I Will Vote stickers after. The first tangible sign of the law change is on voter sign-up forms.
You had to attest under penalty of perjury. You had to sign on the dotted line that that was true, that you were not currently serving any portion of a felony sentence, and that is now no longer the case. A person who is on probation or parole, still serving a sentence, just not incarcerated, is now eligible to vote.
An estimated 55,000 people qualify as newly eligible voters. Other states have found only a small fraction exercise the restored right.
That's NPR News political reporter Brian Baxt at the Capitol. And Minnesota's Attorney General is encouraging any patients who have been denied needed care on the basis of medical debt to contact his office. This comes after an investigation into Allina Health's billing practices published in the New York Times today. Michelle Wiley reports.
The story alleges that Allina Health has a practice of withholding care from patients with significant medical debt, and that while the system will provide emergency care, it may withhold services until that debt is paid off. AG Heath Ellison said in a statement to NPR News that Allina is, quote, bound under the hospital agreement to refrain from aggressive billing practices and provide charity care when patients need and qualify for it, as all Minnesota hospitals are, and encouraged anyone with knowledge of these practices to contact his office. In a statement, Allina said it goes to great lengths to assist patients with their financial obligations for medical care. It did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the AG's remarks.
That's NPR News health reporter Michelle Wiley. And here's what else we're watching. The High Life Pork Processing Plant in Windham is closing tomorrow, and all employees are being laid off. More than 1,000 workers will be affected by the pork plant's closure, and about half of the workforce was on work visas, some of them being forced to return to their home countries in a matter of days. Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Temporary Commissioner Kevin McKinnon said in a statement to NPR News this evening that the agency's rapid response team is working with High Life staff affected by the plant's closure. High Life filed for bankruptcy in April and put itself up for auction last week, but that wasn't enough to avert a shutdown. And crews have reopened the northwestern Minnesota rail line where 24 cars derailed Wednesday afternoon. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City freight train derailed about 4 miles south of Lancaster along U.S. Highway 59. That's about 15 miles from the U.S.-Canadian border. The Minnesota Department of Transportation says Highway 59 remains closed in both directions to allow cleanup crews access to the site. A company spokesperson says 6 of the 24 cars that derailed were loaded with flammable liquids. The company said no hazardous materials leaked and there was no fire and no injuries were reported. In sports, the Twins host Cleveland tonight at Target Field, and the winless Lynx host Connecticut tonight at Target Center. The Sun are atop the WNBA Eastern Conference standings. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, look for partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s to the lower 90s. Friday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. And for the weekend, look for mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s to the lower 90s. Sunday, partly cloudy, and you guessed it, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s to the lower 90s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. If you're looking for more news or weather, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org, download our news app, or just turn on your radio. Have a good night.